So as half the country struggles in lockdown, unable even to see family in many cases, in Brisbane, hundreds are gathering to watch the International Olympic Committee name the host city for the 2032 Olympic Games. There's unlikely to be any great surprise since Brisbane was named weeks ago as the IOC's preferred candidate. Still, committee members sat through a last-minute pitch from the Brisbane bid, including a video link to Prime Minister Scott Morrison and an in-person presentation from the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, who is in Tokyo. Rachel Mealy is at Brisbane's South Bank. Rachel, Brisbane's gathering in with these celebratory crowds while others in the country can't see or their family or work. Are there any COVID restrictions on this gathering tonight?
Yeah, Linda, there are a lot of restrictions here in place. There are fewer people here than I think organisers had anticipated. It's an outdoor event and everyone's wearing masks and being asked to sit in family groups on the grass in front of the main stage. At the moment, the crowd's watching the live feed from Tokyo where the members of the IOC are meeting. And as you mentioned, that video link to the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, you might be able to hear his voice. That's happening right now. The Brisbane bid is the only one that's on the table in front of the IOC. They can choose to vote for it or vote against it and put it out to tender to other cities of the world. In this crowd, there are lots of people who've been involved in the bid, including celebrities and former Olympians.
It's Brisbane and Queensland's time to shine, and I think we're really ready to take this on and really put us on the map as a global city.
Natalie Cook won gold for Australia in beach volleyball at the Sydney Olympic Games in 2000, and she's been involved in the Brisbane bid.
I'm a Brisbaneite. I was born in Townsville. I'm a Queenslander through and through. I've been in Brisbane 33 years, so it's very difficult for me to pick any other city to host an Olympics than Brisbane. We have everything going for us.
The Brisbane Olympics would kick off in late July 2032 and run until early August. It's no small undertaking. 31 venues are required to host the Olympics these days, and the estimate is the Brisbane Games would cost $5 billion to stage. The Australian Olympic Committee is promising Brisbane's Games won't become a cost burden. Chief Executive Matt Carroll says the Games will break even when ticket sales and sponsorship are factored in.
So the Games themselves will roughly break even between the revenue from sponsorship, gate receipts, and most importantly, the IOC makes US dollar contributions to the host of the Games. And yes, there will be an investment in some infrastructure, but it's infrastructure, particularly around transport, which Southeast Queensland has been looking for some time and which the federal government and the state government are combining together to make happen.
The pitch promises the Brisbane Games will create about 130,000 direct jobs and lots more in hospitality and tourism. But as the COVID pandemic has proven, not everything about an Olympic Games can be predicted in advance. Matt Carroll says what-ifs shouldn't derail planning.
Look, life is full of lots of risks and there's lots of unpredictability, but you get on with what you need to do. And yes, we are in the midst of the pandemic. It will come to an end. The same as the world wars have stopped the Olympic Games, but the Games have gone on afterwards. And I think the great thing about the Olympic Games is that it brings the world together.
Sam Duncan is an adjunct research fellow at the Sports Innovation Research Group at Swinburne University. He says hosting the Olympics has traditionally been seen as a privilege, but that's changed.
Over the years, we've seen costs blow out to the point where a lot of cities now no longer consider it a good option to host. In other words, they don't think you get bang for your buck. Some of the most expensive Olympics, such as Beijing, have cost over $40 billion.
Dr. Duncan says costs have blown out on average for host cities by 170% in recent years.
Tokyo estimated the Olympics would cost them about $7 billion. Well, it looks like costing them $15.4 billion. Other cities have had huge blowouts too, because traditionally when cities win the rights, when they enter the bid or the negotiation process, their economies are going very well. That's why they throw their hat in the ring. But because of the cyclical nature of the economy and recessions, it's often been the case that by the time these cities have hosted the Olympics, their economies have been bottoming out.
Dr. Sam Duncan from Swinburne University, Rachel Mealy, our reporter.